things can snowball sometimes, but it obviously didn't. So what was the kind of the mindset with you and just on the bench when it was 14-3? Because it obviously certainly made a rally.
Yeah, we just, you know, as a team, I went to my linemen and really pushed them, and they responded in that next drive. And within three plays, it went from being 14-3 to 17-3. You know, huge play by Mark Sepp coming up with the fumble. And a big play call by our coach, our offensive coordinator, Brent Vegan. And, you know, we went out there and we executed it. So, I mean, within three plays, it turned the whole game around.
Josh, after you ran in that touchdown, I caught you on the bench and you said, "I will not be denied. I want this flank too much." I mean,
yeah.
How juiced were you when all of a sudden you guys started just firing on all cylinders?
You know, it was nice. And, yeah, sometimes language gets away from me a little bit on the field. But, you know, I was just really excited. And 3rd and 11 was a big play. They played 4 down, which was what we wanted. Faked the pitch to Brian and just kind of found a way in. A lot of great blocking, so I give kudos to our line. They did great tonight.
Did that play figure something you'd work on for a while, or how familiar were you with that play?
We put it in this week. We've had it in, but you know, we really thought it'd work well against these guys, and we got it to the right formation, and you know, we made it work.
You know, obviously, Josh, you guys ran the ball well. In a little bit, just, you know, I know you're not the one calling the play, but Sealing is a very diverse play calling tonight, and just and really were able to keep them off balance.
Definitely, and that helps when you get the run game going, and our offensive line was pushing them around, and you know, we were really doing whatever we wanted to do. Obviously the passing stats weren't as pretty as we'd like, but you know, at the end of the day, we've got the win.
Did you guys realize during the game that Brian got the record?
I actually second quarter I was thinking to myself, I know he was maybe 150-something down, right, before the game. I was 75, and, yeah, he played his butt off. You know, he won't be denied. He's hard to bring down.
And that first border war for you, starting under center for Wyoming, I mean, coming into this game, how did you picture it would go, and was it, you know, kind of true form?
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly how I thought it'd be. Really loud, really hostile environment. You know, just coming out and, you know, the big stat that we had was no turnovers, which we've done in the last couple games. So that was huge for our offense and just keeping us on the field.
Running the boot over to the fans over on the side, you know, what did that mean to you and all the other guys when you're finally able to do that?
You know, it's been too long. You know, boots are for Cowboys, and that's what we've been saying to everybody. So, you know, it's just a surreal feeling, and, you know, it shows that a lot of hard work, it pays off in the end.
Thank you.